Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Yeah, we got a very special guest here, live exclusive interview here with Mike McCormick. He is an attorney in Belmont County. It is the Belmont buzz here. Hold on a second.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
He is running for the Republican Party nomination for Common Pleas Court judge against prosecutor Kevin Flanagan. No one on the Democratic side, Judge Vavra, is not going to be running, and so this is for all the marbles. This is a big deal. Mike McCormick, very special guest, and you've got a very interesting firearm here. Tell the listeners about that. You can see it, by the way, in the Facebook live stream, River Talk.
Here, I'll let you.
It's all yours. Just hold it. It's all yours. I'll screw it up. I'll drop it. I'll break it. You don't want me touching it.
Well, our family has been friends with the Parker family for a long time, for decades, and my dad asked me if I had a gun engraved by, or anything engraved by, master engraver Larry Parker in Belmont, Ohio, and I said no. So I asked Dad, I said, well, what would you pick? And he said, well, there's nothing more American than a 22 long rifle. It was invented by Joshua Stevens in 1872, and there's nothing more American than a Winchester lever action. So I would pick one of your Winchester lever actions, and I let my dad pick this. He picked out the wood. It's not the one that I would have picked, but Larry engraved my name on it, and wow. He engraved this saying that my legal mentor gave me, Henry Schrader. All the best, Henry always told me, and usually I end my communications with all the best to people, and so, just like Henry did to
that's
me.
A beautiful piece there.
And so that's what that
beautiful.
Is.
You have one more very quickly
yes.
for us.
And then after I had this done, I asked Larry to do this one. And this is the only full coverage gun that Larry has ever done.
Wow.
It's an 1866 Yellow Boy. He freehanded a fox on one side and a groundhog on the other, and a groundhog on the bottom.
That's incredible. What is the material? What is that?
This is brass. Now, there are four 24 karat gold bands in here that he hammered in, and but it's full coverage. I'd like to bring it over to be able to. You're afraid to hold it, but
well, I'll hold it. Just yeah. Show me how to hold it. Well, tell me, pick it up. You pick it up and come close to the.
Yeah. Because I want him to see it.
To the camera here. It's going to be a bit awkward. Do be careful with that where you're pointing that thing.
I'll point it at me.
All right. Keep it away from me. No. There's, wow.
And here, look at the back side of it. And you can see the 24 carat inch. And there's, hold up the picture of Larry so they can see Larry.
All right, there's Larry. All right, thank you very much for that. Thank you so much.
And this is a museum piece.
Wow.
Actually, I'd like to. I contacted the Belmont Heritage Museum
yes.
about it, and they were wanting me to donate it, but I don't think they understand that I just want to be able to display it for
sure. Ballpark figure, what are we looking at? If you would sell it, if you would, I know you never would, but let's say that you finally said, all right, I'm going to sell it to someone, whatever. What am I looking at?
Well, Larry at the time told me that he knew people right down. I could sell it for $25,000.
Wow.
And he offered me three different ways of buying it back. And I told him, I said, Larry, I said, if my dad knew I had that gun and he knew that I sold it, he'd kill me. I'm a third generation life member of the National Rifle Association. I don't have a bazooka in my basement, but but I've got, you know, 22s and shotguns.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah. You also are a big Trump guy. Tell me about, you've got a very special hat here.
Yes, on June the 28th of 2016, Trump was here. He was at Ohio University Eastern. I was able to get him to, you know, sign this hat. I was offered $1,000 for it by a friend, and my other, and I declined it. And I had another friend says that's where two fools met: one for offering it, and you for declining it. And here is.
Okay, Trump tie?
Right.
Why do you like Trump so much?
Well, number one is, you know, he's not a career politician. He thinks out of the box. I think that most members of the Republican Party would like to muzzle him sometimes because, you know, he's not user-friendly. Sometimes he's very caustic.
Yeah.
But I think, like all of us, our greatest strengths are our worst weaknesses. I mean, you know, I have the tendency of being very focused on what I do, but it's a weakness because, and the people in my office know that if I'm working on something and they ask me something, if I have a pen or paper in my hand, I'll lay it down. Then I'm so concentrated on this. It's like, where's it at? What, you know, so I'm losing things all the time.
I'm like that. Yeah. You got to be super laser focused. Right. And yeah. And you got this really weird, not weird, but it's a doll.
I have these nesting dolls.
Nesting.
They're called nesting dolls. Mm-hmm. And they're all of the Trumps. And actually, Jim Wagner and Darla were in Russia. And they brought these back for me because they knew that, you know, I was such a Trump fan. Originally, you know, when Trump first started, I was actually for Ben Carson, and Trump was my number two.
Good man.
But when I saw that he was not electable,
I
switched my loyalties to Trump, and
you should have met Ben Carson's wife. I've interviewed her. She's a hoot. She is just a hoot. She really is. There's Eric. All right. Thank you so much. Yeah. Excellent. Great. So. the one last piece, the rock there. What is this?
This is a fragment of a shell from Petersburg that Chad Houston, who is a local Civil War buff, gave to me when we Chad was with me and my best friend Keith Ray when they buried my mom, and Chad gave this to me as a gift.
Wow! Tell the history behind that.
Well, I mean, the thing is that, you know, during the Civil War, they did sieges of cities, and actually that's how Grant won
Vicksburg.
Yeah. And, you know, Richmond was sieged, and so this is a fragment of and Chad could tell you, I want to say 100-pound cannonball.
Oh, my.
But he found this actually on site. And actually, this is
One thing I do want to show is this
is an 1861 Springfield. It was actually carried by a Belmont County resident, Dode Skaggs, in the Civil War. Some of his descendants are still living. Adam McFarland, who lives between between Bethesda and Belmont. It's one of his ancestors. And it's not in good shape because the guy who had it before my dad, Manuel Parsons, he used it as a shotgun and he kept it in his barn. And so it got a little bit rusty and they painted it silver, but it still has all the cartouches on it from, from the armory where it was made. And
can you fire it?
Chad looked down the barrel there. It's not plugged. It probably needs a new nipple on it, but I want to keep it original. So I've not bothered it.
Wow. You are quite a history buff. I got to tell you, you really are. You really know your stuff. One last thing there. What is the frame there?
Okay. This is of my grandfather. My grandfather was a jeweler and optometrist.
Careful.
And he became an optometrist by going to Ohio State and staying there for like 6 months and then taking a test. And so he was, his shop was in Bethesda from about 1909 until 1952, when he had a stroke. Mm-hmm. And he took care of the town clock that's in Bethesda. Actually, if you go into Bethesda in the Murray Plaza, the town clock, which is a memorial to the World War I veterans, was on top of the Orson building.
Yeah,
it was on top of the Orson building. And Bob Murray took it and had it refurbished. And it's now in the plaza there right beside Bethesda.
Bob Murray, good guy.
Yes.
Strong coal guy. I had a privilege of interviewing him shortly before he passed. And, you know, he came in even though he had, you know, oxygen tank and all that.
Right.
Boy, what Obama did to him in the coal industry is just unbelievable.
Well,
absolutely unbelievable.
We're all praying that, you know, that coal comes back.
Oh, with Trump, absolutely it's coming back.
Yeah.
I think that, absolutely, yes. So, I don't know what I don't know. So, what should I have asked about Mike McCormick, a lawyer running for the Republican nomination in Belmont County for Common Pleas Court? What should I have asked you?
That's a tough question. What do you want to know?
The most important thing that I don't know yet about you.
Well, I'll be impartial. I'll take every case under consideration. I'll take the time to understand a case. I mean, I've had many decisions decided by judges that was like firing from the hip, and rather than, you know, having consideration.
In Belmont County?
Yes.
Wow.
And I'll spend a lot of time on my knees, you know, about my cases. And
I'm sorry, what does that mean, spending time on your knees about your cases? What does that mean?
Means praying.
Okay.
And I'll do my best. All my pencils have well-worn erasers. You know, I'm not a perfect man, but I will do my best.
That is great. Now, if people want to get in touch with you, if they want to donate to your campaign or volunteer, or put up signs or whatever, how do they do that?
Well, they're not going to be happy with me, but I'm going to say contact my campaign committee, and that is Jim and Darla Wagner.
Why won't they be happy?
Well, they're going to be inundated with phone calls.
Jim and Don, they're going to be inundated.
Yes.
Okay, not the listeners are going to be unhappy.
That, right.
I was going to say, my God, that's not much of a sales pitch there. All right, so yes.
And their phone number is 740-968-0912.
Once again, what's that number?
740-968-0912. And their email address is hydrangea61@yahoo.com.
You better spell that one.
hydrangea61@yahoo.com.
Very good. Very good. And do you have a campaign site on Facebook?
I'm not certain if I have one on Facebook. They are working on a site for me, and I don't know what it. There's a website that will be up for me soon.
They better hurry. I mean, the election is in May, right?
I understand.
You had what, 8 weeks or something like
right.
that, roughly, to
yeah.
change
right.
the world.
Well, I've been in the throes of taking care of things, you know, because of my mother's death, and I had to, I had to be with my mom until she died.
Sure.
And I have a brother who's in Columbus, and he and my sister-in-law have been wonderful about it. You know, they helped me as much as they could, but. Most of it fell to me.
Yeah.
And so, let's put it this way. It took me a while to get airborne on my campaign, but, I'm flying high now. And
sure looks that way. Yeah, and, no question. Hey, you know, we're almost out of time, and I always give my guests the last word to speak directly to my listeners and also our Facebook viewers with a Facebook live stream on the River Talk Facebook page. So you've got roughly a minute or so to say pretty much anything you want directly to the voters of Belmont County. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike McCormick, my microphone is yours.
I've been an attorney in Belmont County for nearly four decades. My bread and butter has been representing the common man, and I desire to be a judge of the people, for the people, and by the people. Experience counts, but it's the right experience. And I believe that a career prosecutor does not have the experience for this job. Our judge needs to have experience in the mineral industry, needs to know coal, oil, and gas inside and out, simply because it is the heartbeat and the bread and butter of our county. And on May 5th, I would appreciate your vote.
And again, if people want to get in touch with your campaign, what is their phone number again?
740-968-0912.
Okay, and Mike McCormick, candidate for Republican nomination for Common Pleas Court Judge, Belmont County. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it. Have your campaign. They can share the Facebook live stream, the video, all over the place. And we wish you well.
Okay. Yeah, God bless you. Thank you. Happy Easter, Belmont County.
All right, great. So give me a few minutes, seconds here to wrap this up before we go into the news. Into the news, and then we've got Mr. Big Willie himself joining us, calling in from his luxurious state-of-the-art cab of his Freightliner, Cascadia 125. He'll be complaining about something because that's just kind of how he rolls. I don't know what city he is in, picking up or dropping off, you know, somewhere in Michigan or Toledo or, and you know, West Virginia somewhere. Who the heck knows where this guy is? It's always interesting. Always interesting. Mr. Big Willie himself will be joining us live right after the news and weather here on Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. It's the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 14.